At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Monday. DeGrom for the Mets looks good for a second straight game. And you might think, well, it's one game. The odds for the Mets to win the World Series have drastically improved in the last week. We'll explain how and why. The Deshaun Watson drama, the saga continues. We're going to talk about it, but as little as possible. But this story is interesting. Kevin Durant, if you look at the odds, it looks almost certain he'll be back with Brooklyn. That is a change. What are the odds to win the title? Here comes a 4 Hour of Vegas Truth. We'll cover all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ, live in Las Vegas, live on a Monday. Live on 226 FSR stations across this great, great nation. Got a lot of news here, man. Camps are rolling. We can critique. Is it something we're talking about just because it's early August, or does it really matter? Maybe we'll check in, you know, early this week. We'll check in with McKenzie, see how he's feeling about the, I guess, legacy-defining developments in San Francisco. I think I got a feeling he's going to be optimistic. You know, he's kind of like those Japanese fighters at the end of Eastwood made a movie about him. You know, they're on the island still thinking they're fighting the war. It's like 20 years later. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. He is the fan who beats the man, AJ Hoffman.
Thanks, RJ. Great to be here today. Kevin Durant changes up the parameters of his trade demands. Deshaun Watson awaits a decision from Peter Harvey, and the college football poll, the coaches poll, released for college football today. What is the Vegas lead?
Ooh, the coaches poll. We're going to get to that for sure. You are a college football expert. Last 3 years, the best record at pregame.com of anyone. Won the title twice of all the handicappers in college football. But first, let's start, because it's more newsy. let's start with Kevin Durant and the about face, and we've got the odds on what the change means.
Yeah, Kevin Durant says now he will stay in Brooklyn, but he wants head coach Steve Nash and general manager Sean Marks to be fired if he is going to stay. So Kevin Durant decides, I can't get out of my situation. I'll just change the situation I'm in.
Yeah, that's well said. You know, did he say if the owner's allowed staying or not?
Well, this was a conversation he had with the owner.
Oh,
Josiah.
Well, good.
I imagine he said the owner can stay.
Yeah, listen, a lot of people think player empowerment's gone too far, but look, it hasn't necessarily, right? The guy that owns the team gets to stay. I don't know. You know, I don't know. You said something before the show, and I think it may be what most people think. I'm not sure it's true. So you were talking about how, well, it's easier to, and maybe you can clarify specifically when you say it's easier to change this than get fair value.
Yeah, I mean, they've tried to make a trade for Kevin Durant. They tried to accommodate the trade. They couldn't get a fair return.
Do we know that?
Reports are that they tried. And, well, they did. We know they did try with Boston. They couldn't get the return they wanted.
But here's the thing. Let's say there's something I don't want to do. All right. And in truth, I don't want to do it to the point where I won't do it no matter what. Do I tell you that I won't do it no matter what? Let's say you're moving, and let's say some of your, from one house to a bigger house, and this house you don't need a pool to put in. It's got its own Olympic size pool, but you've kind of stretched your dollar a little bit. You want to not pay movers, so somehow you get the wacky idea of asking me. Now, there's no scenario I'm going to move anything for you. None. I mean, I might, in fact, I certainly would help you move your desk or something, you know, but that's it, because you can hurt your back, you know, so yeah, and that's for life. So here's the thing. I'm not going to tell you right out there's no chance. I'm going to wait for national radio to do that. But I'm going to say like, oh, yeah, I might have a dinner that night. And then no matter what you say or do, I'm not going to say yes. Is Brooklyn supposedly went to Minnesota and said, give us everyone you got good and every draft choice you can. I mean, literally, that was like they wanted Ant. They wanted multiple players that were like potentially some of the most valuable. Anthony Edwards is probably one of the most valuable six or seven contracts in the NBA. And they said that plus, you know, I'm not sure Edwards isn't more valuable than Durant right now. One, you know, heads up, it's close.
Heads up, yeah. And so, they wanted all the draft picks that they got in the Karl Anthony Towns trade. Rudy Gobert trade. Rudy Gobert trade.
Yeah, all the ones they gave up, yeah. So yeah. Minnesota giving up the picks to Utah in that case. So you would say, well, yeah, but isn't Durant more valuable than Gobert? Yeah, but they wanted those picks plus a bunch more, including that very valuable Edwards contract. Now, why is that so valuable? One, he's so young, and he's on a cheap, cheap deal, and he's trendlining so amazingly. Now, remember, at a certain point not that long ago, you mentioned Anthony Towns. He was considered, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, the most they asked the GMs, who would you start a franchise with? And he beat LeBron out. And that was like 5 years ago, Karl Anthony Towns in his case. And that was an example of youth in a good contract that didn't necessarily evolve and develop into that very best in the league type top five player. He's maybe a top 18 player. McKenzie has his own list that is very rarely accurate, but the guy wins at the NBA, so it's hard to argue with him. McKenzie, where do you have Karl Anthony Towns at?
Number 26 player in the NBA.
There you go. Now, you do know he made, if I'm not mistaken, all NBA, right? 13?
I understand I'm lower than him than most.
Yeah, but is there any player you're the same as the consensus? Like even in a range of five slot. Like, AJ, typically, if we said with quarterbacks, like we said, okay, where's Dak for you? Now, there's a high end, there's a low end for Dak. I think high end might be 6, low end might be 11.
That's exactly what I was thinking in my head. So, yes, I think 6 to 11 is a very fair range for Dak.
Okay, McKenzie would be at either 22. or two. I mean, like, even if you gave a healthy range, because you know why? You don't get any attention by saying something other people feel. So little Mackenzie's voice in his head, it will say, you can't do that. Make it higher. Make it low. Is that how you do it? You look at the mean opinion, and then you say, okay, am I a little bit above or below it, my true opinion? If it's above, as in you got the guy, let's say, rated higher, you say, well, how far can I move him before it seems ridiculous? Is that where you slot him?
No, that's not my strategy. I don't know why my opinions tend to be controversial in all sports and all aspects, but I try to get it as accurate as possible. I'd say Jimmy Butler at 11 is dead on consensus. You ask 100 NBA experts, NBA surveyors, they'd say 11 for Jimmy Butler. That's where I have him.
Boy, it's amazing. He can tell you exactly what the number is going to be if you talk to every known NBA expert.
That is pretty impressive.
I mean, it's amazing, this guy.
Bill Simmons' trade value list, Anthony Edwards number 6 on that list, Kevin Durant number 9. So, yeah, at least according to Bill Simmons' index, that Anthony Edwards contract is more valuable heads up than Kevin Durant's.
And to be candid, Simmons, who people can, you know, I think at times rightfully so, question this, question that, his gambling stuff is, you know, and again, I wrote for Grantland, so I got no problem with Bill Simmons at all, but I respect his career arc, but his gambling knowledge is pretty limited. His NFL stuff is pretty pedestrian, but his NBA stuff is outstanding. And if it's about the Celtics, I mean, yeah, he's got a little bias, but you know, in a way it takes past. I often am asked, a little aside here, AJ, people will say, I love team XYZ, like McKenzie, he loves the 49ers. He says we with the 49ers. And I'm asked, should I bet them? Should I avoid that because I'm biased? And my thought is, no, if you know your bias, account for it. But then the passion for the team causes you to have deep, deep knowledge. So let's say you're golfing, and let's say you always shoot to the left. Well, if you know you always shoot to the left, guess what? Aim a little bit right. And in theory, it's not going to be efficient. It's not going to be a straight line, but you're going to get it, you know, fairly close to the target. If you know you're biased for the 49ers, then approach everything the same way you typically would. Then look at your pick and grade it 1 to 10 in your strength. And if it's anything against the 49ers, then you know it's a good pick. You go with it. But then you can say, if I like the 49ers a 1 to 5 out of a scale of 10, you pass. You think you like them, but you move it like 5 points and now it's a pass. And then if you like it 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you like it as a normal play. Like if you adjust for your biases, you can't think about them in the moment. You can't say, oh, I might be biased here. I might be biased. No, you got to know what they ultimately are and then do that adjustment at the end. You don't do it during, because then you don't know what bias is explicit and what bias is more subconscious or implicit, but you're just looking at things a little off. You can't adjust that. Does that make sense, AJ?
Yeah.
So like with you and the Texans, you hate the Texans. So if you think it's like a lean or a toss-up, you probably want to make a bet on them, right? You following?
If I like the Texans to win or to cover the spread, it means that I really like them. Yeah.
Game of the year. We are straight out of Vegas telling you how to account for your biases, because you know what? We all got them. We just got to account for them. Okay, so I question – and then we can take a break here. I question how aggressively Brooklyn – now, and again, with Boston, you might say, well, is it really unfair to ask for one of the best young players in basketball who played the best of any Boston Celtic in the finals and the first guard to be – I think this is correct – in the top three of defensive player of the year this century? That sounds crazy. And we'll check it during the first break. But I think Smart is not only the first winner of the All-Defensive Player of the Year since Gary Payton in the late 90s, who was a perimeter player, a guard. I think he's the only one to be in the top three. We'll check that and continue about the Kevin Durant story. And we'll tell you what the odds how they've adjusted with this news. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of General Tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General Tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the words and the heavens...
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
We do the best of baseball only here. So in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the Mets and really the stunning surge in the World Series odds. But first, we're going to finish up Kevin Durant and what those odds are telling us with his seemingly willingness to stay in Brooklyn just so his two bosses are fired. That's all. That's all it takes. You want to please me for now, I'll be happy for at least 72 hours. And if I'm not, I won't tweet about it until that 72-hour mark. I don't know if he promised that, but that would be nice. This is the fastest-growing show on Fox Sports Radio. Audiences doubled in the last 2 years plus. Thank you so much for the continued support, and we'll keep working extra hard to be worthy of it, worthy of a show that you're willing to spread the word about. Here in Vegas on the Strip. And by the way, you can listen on the iHeartRadio app. It's 104 degrees. The neon is pumping.
All right, we were talking about Kevin Durant saying, I'll stay in Brooklyn as long as you fire the GM and the head coach, Sean Marks and Steve Nash. But the market has reacted to his willingness to stay if those guys are fired.
But not as much as you might think. So what's going to be our reference point is going to be what was the odds after for that fleeting, glorious 6 hours or so in which I made a bet in which, okay, Kyrie's coming back. Durant seems, hey, he's got 4 years left. What could go wrong there? And Brooklyn was one of the favorites to win the NBA title. They were right up there. I'm just going by memory, McKenzie, 7-1 or so?
9-1 prior to the Kevin Durant trade request.
No. That's incorrect. There was a 9-1 when there was still uncertainty. Then it got down. What do you see the low point being?
6-1 at open. Yeah. 6-1 at open. 8-1 very soon before the trade request.
Okay. And listen, the market was pretty sharp there to not bring them back to where they were because there still was uncertainty. It just wasn't obvious. And from what I heard after the fact, that everyone that was truly inside in the NBA, and again, McKenzie, you'd think would be in this email chain, but he wasn't apparently. They said, because you're hearing it now, because people don't always, or sometimes they don't report what they know because they promised someone. But the talk was Durant's not happy regardless, and that you're going to see some real drama. And even a little bit of that whispered to the right people was going to make it where you would have thought if they get a commitment from their two best players back for another year, that the team that was favored to win the East 2 years ago, favored to win the East last year, even as like a seventh seed, they were the favorite, amazingly. And you'd think they'd be favored again. But they were a little bit less than that, a little bit downgraded from that because of the uncertainty. We've seen the manifestation in the last 5 weeks or so of that uncertainty turn into a catastrophe, it would seem. But now maybe not. Maybe the Titanic is patched the hole. But let me pose you this, AJ. I was going to give the odds. Should you say your thing before or after?
Oh, you can go ahead. I was prepared to give the odds. So whenever you're ready.
I'm ready, buddy. So here's what I would say is if let's use 8-1 as the guide when there was still some uncertainty. Let's leave 6-1 or so as like if everything's optimal. All right. The odds were as of a couple days ago, yesterday even, 25-1. What did that mean? It means we don't know what's happening. We got to give you more than a payoff as if everything's peachy. But if we knew for sure that Durant was gone, it wouldn't be 25-1. But who knows who they're going to get back, right? It could be a bunch of future stuff if they did trade him, and thus this year would be lost. Or it could be like $3 for a dollar. And yeah, you're still getting shortchanged, but you got almost as much as you had. A lot of range there. So 25-1, I think, was fair. Now, upon this news, and the odds now are moving towards where they've taken it off the board. You can't bet if Durant will return to Brooklyn. It was minus 400. And then with today's news, it went to, hey, we don't want any betting. We think it's a foregone conclusion. Now, it's not really a foregone conclusion, but it seems like the betting market thinks at least 90%, or they wouldn't have taken it off the board, is my guess. So if it's 90% that Durant at least is going to start the year with Brooklyn, Kyrie, we don't know. But what we know is he's under contract for a one-year option with Brooklyn. My question is, why wouldn't this line be closer to the 6-1 than 18-1, which it currently is, 18-1? So it went from 25-1 to 18-1 upon this news. That seems to mean one of two things. That they don't, there's still real questions about Durant staying in Brooklyn. And if so, why did the odds for that bet go off the board? Minus 400 to off the board means they're pretty darn sure. But if they're pretty darn sure, AJ, how could the Nets be 18-1? Shouldn't they be much better than that?
I think what you're looking at with this Nets team is just a madhouse, and there's so much uncertainty. Well, like you said, Kevin Durant, now maybe a new coach, maybe Kyrie Irving's there, maybe he's not, maybe Ben Simmons is there, maybe he's not. There's just so many variables with this team, it's hard to list them as a 6-1, 8-1 type of team.
But let's say a month before the season ended, And I agree with you. They're not going to be 6-1 is everything's peachy, as peachy keen as it can be with this crowd. All right, so it's going to still not be, you know, ideal, but it's 6-1 puts it pretty close. But how would you characterize the uncertainty that you just laid out with Ben Simmons, with Kyrie, even with Durant's health a month before the season ended, a month before the regular season ended? Wouldn't you say there was almost equal, if not more, uncertainty a month before the season ended for Brooklyn, and they still were favored to win the East?
My prediction or my assumption was that Kyrie and KD were both going to be back next season. So I was as surprised as anyone, as surprised as Kevin Durant was, when the Nets didn't want to extend Kyrie Irving. Simmons, I think you're right.
Hold on
I think
a second. Do we know the Nets didn't want to extend him? I don't think that's correct. My understanding, the reporting has gone, is the Nets wanted some assurances. They wanted some guarantees simply of him playing. They wanted to make sure he was going to play or there'd be a financial consequence, and he said no way. So
maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was about the COVID thing. Maybe he was concerned they would bring back the COVID situation.
Or maybe the world becomes even flatter and he doesn't want to go across like more than two time zones in a day. I mean, I don't know. But let's just say they – I don't think it's fair to Brooklyn – and I'm not saying you're trying to say it in an unfair way, but wouldn't you agree if they did say, we'll sign you to like a 4 or 5 year you know, supposedly it was the max or close to, I think it was the max from what it's being reported. I don't know if it was 4 years or 5 years or exactly the year count, but it's like if they're giving him either as much as they can or almost as much as they can, and they said, oh, by the way, if you don't actually show up for work, is there a way, if that's extreme, that maybe we can be protected financially? You offend me by that request, sir. I mean, like, what's going on here? This is crazy.
Well, they were protected financially last season when he didn't play. Remember, he didn't get paid for those games that he didn't play.
But I think we can envision a scenario that he decides not to play and it's not as cut and dry about, because the whole league and the press was against him not playing.
Right.
So it was easy to say, hey, we're going to, you know, based upon this clause, we're going to exert this. And he didn't have anything to do or say. I mean, but if you make it a little bit less clear, do you think it's beyond Kyrie to say his back hurts?
Certainly not.
So, you know, them asking for, I'm not saying they did everything they could to sign him, but I think they wanted to, because they probably had a pretty good idea. Durant was not going to be happy if they didn't give Kyrie everything he wanted. I couldn't have been a shock.
No. And like I said, I just assumed going into the offseason that Kyrie was going to get what he wanted, and they were going to be happy-go-lucky, same as the end of this season, at least.
Go
ahead, McKenzie.
The Athletic reported right after Kyrie opted in that they were very close to a 2-year max agreement with potential third and fourth year options that had incentives based on games played.
Now, who's optioned the third and fourth year? Have to be the teams.
It would be triggered by the amount of games played in the
first 2 years. So that's all the protection. They're not even saying if that's correct as it's reported.
Incentive options, yeah.
Yeah, they're not even saying they're going to claw back any money. They're saying if you want to trigger the third and fourth year of getting paid like $45 million or whatever, just play some games. No, I'm offended. How could you ask me such a thing? I haven't been offended like that since I was a child. I mean, listen, the fact he can pull it off to some degree, though, can he? Because the market doesn't seem robust for Kyrie right now. But, AJ, you took my question 100% wrong. What I was saying was, for that season, for the 2022 season, a month before the end of it, wasn't there as many? And let me ask you, McKenzie, and then, AJ, you can add anything if you want. Wasn't the amount of uncertainty about Ben Simmons, about would Kyrie play on the road, I mean, like before the mandate was lifted, about Kevin Durant's health, in general, how would you characterize the number of question marks there was for Brooklyn entering the last month of the regular season this year versus right now? Wouldn't you say they're almost comparable?
Yeah, I would argue that Ben Simmons seems more likely to play in the upcoming season than he did down the stretch of last season.
Yes.
So I'd say comparable is fair.
Yeah, and there is no mandate. So some uncertainty with Kyrie is removed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that has been removed.
True. And the theory is Kevin Durant, though he is petulant and childlike in some way, or adolescent in some ways, or maybe I'm adolescent because I don't have the power to do what he does, he might say. And I'll say, you know, you might have a point. I don't think I'd do it that way, but hey, he's got the power. And you know what? The owners and the other, you know, bosses historically, when the proletariat, when the workers didn't have the power, they exploited them to no end. There wasn't any limit to it. There wasn't any, oh, we've won the last 19. Maybe we should give this one to the union guy. No, no, it wasn't. And thus, now that the players have, and I'm talking about outside of just sports. But look, you know, when Joe Louis is a greeter at, you know, Caesar's Palace as he enters his dementia stage of a post-boxing career, it's kind of wrong. And there's been a lot of wrongs in that regard. That's why a guy like Mayweather, as much, and obviously you got, and let me be explicit, okay, the domestic abuse stuff obviously is heinous and bad, and okay, now we can end the conversation about him forever with that, or we can say, okay, we've defined that, now let's talk about the rest. This guy seems to have made with all his faculties, and he's made more money off himself than anyone has ever as a boxer, or even in those fights, he made more than the promoter. Imagine Ali making more than Don King or whomever. It wasn't going to happen. And somehow a functionally illiterate, if I'm not mistaken, Mayweather. Is that right, AJ?
I don't know if that's factually true or if that's Twitter news.
I think that, look that up. I think that's a known thing he's talked about. But let's just say, I think, is the fact that he was accomplished that, I find it amazing. The billion, what's he made, $1 billion+? I find it amazing.
Close to it, yeah, yeah.
And I find it inspiring because of the history in boxing. Well, if you, you know, of the oppressors of the, you know, the promoters oppressing. Well, in all sports, it's been like that, quite frankly, to varying degrees. And now the players got the power. I can see how that's going to feel better. And it does in some ways, but for the health of the game, I'm not sure it does. And I hope they can get it in line. And this feels like it's a little over the line. AJ.
Here's the quote from Mayweather. It says, though Mayweather was not perfect when it came to reading from a teleprompter, he says he is literate. I don't get paid to read radio drops, was his quote in 2014. I'm capable of having a bad day, but says he is functionally literate.
Okay, well, listen, I get paid for reading radio drops, and he's had a much better job. I like my job, but still, come on now. I mean, so
I'd give up being able to read for that money. Sure, why not?
Yeah. So, well, listen, you're a fight game guy, right? You're UFC first. We've said what we needed to say about the domestic incident. How amazing is Mayweather? And do you see the connection with a Durant? And maybe you can't expect the players to have a ton of restraint after the lack of restraint the oppressors have had historically.
Well, yeah, I think Floyd Mayweather sort of opened the door for the modern athlete to say, well, you can either pay me or not pay me. It's up to you. I don't need to be here. And I think that's...
Is that what he said, or did he say, I can do your job for
you?
Or did he say, I can do your job for you, effectively? I can be my own promoter. Right.
Yes, but he's also said, "Listen, I'll fight for 100 million. If you can only come up with 90, find somebody else to fight for you. Fight for 100 million."
Yeah, and it's not that he won't fight; he'll go fight for someone else, or he'll go fight for, you know, his own promotion.
Sure.
Yeah, I like that. Which is always the dream, and this goes back to Kyrie of the players. Like every generation of players, when they're in an All-Star game or something, they're looking around saying, "We're the league. Why shouldn't we own this league?"
Right.
And you know what? If somehow, some way, like a LIV golf tour where if someone came in and backed them, there's probably something there. And how much publicity would the sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia get? I think that's the...
Oh, man.
If they came in and bankrolled, let's say the NBA would be easier because there's less players, right? Is if a bankrolled, and each individual player, the great ones mean more, right? LeBron means what percentage of the overall back 5 years ago. Man, if they said we're going to vest you guys in and we own 60%, you own 40, I mean, that would get interesting right there. Huh.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And that's why when the LIV started, I said, well, just watch. This is just the beginning. If this works, they'll be coming for something bigger.
Yeah, but if somehow they could have, it's not just front a bunch of money, like they have for the golfers, but give ownership.
Give them a piece of the pie, yeah.
Because my understanding is the Saudis want the goodwill that comes from this more than the money. If they break even, they're happy. But we're going to stay tuned to that.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm AJ Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Okay. So, a lot of fascinating news right there. No, I'm serious. No, I'm saying it's kind of interesting. But let me ask you about Durant. Because, you know, he was at UT, University of Texas, for 1 year. So I think that guy had more credits than him.
I covered him the year he was
there. That's what I was going to ask you. You were in Austin that year.
Yeah.
Now, he was super thin. Like that in his scoring touch and his height, well, it seemed, you know, remember now, he was the clear number two pick. Odom was the number one, and it wasn't even a debate. And we were talking about Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons was a rare guy on record saying he wants Durant, not, you know, I'm sorry.
Greg Oden.
Greg Oden. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Lamar was with obviously the Lakers and the Kardashians.
yes.
Team Kardashian. So what was your impression? He was only like 18, 19 years old. But what was your impression of Durant covering him?
I had never seen someone do what he was able to do when I was there. And it was also kind of surprising because his body looked like he would be very limited because he looked almost like a supermodel. He was built like so frailly that I was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work at the next level. But his game, it was like he was on the floor with children is what it looked like at times. At some of the practices even, and that's when Texas was recruiting pretty well. They had some good players. He was just on a different level than anyone.
As a true freshman, his body looked like he could bench 145 zero times.
It looked exactly like that.
I think it's 145. I'm not sure what the that's interesting. I'm not sure what the weight is. I know in the NFL, I think it's 225 or something, but I don't know what it. I always know 145 because the Olympic bar is 45. So I wanted one big 45 on one side, one big 45 on the other. So the one, I guess, 35 in that case was like a kind of key. If you couldn't get up the 135 10 times, you had to go to a smaller plate, and that was not funny. You never knew about that. You were always lifting more.
No, when I was in high school, it was 135 was like when I was a freshman or so. That was about what I could get up.
Oh, thanks, AJ. That was very sweet.
But 185 is the number.
When you say when I was a freshman or so, that's just trying to say, hey, everyone, I'm trying to be nice, but when I was maybe in fifth grade, I was putting up 145 or 135. Okay, we heard you loud and clear, okay?
185 is the combine bench weight.
It doesn't take away what you said. When we come back, we're going to wrap up totally. And I'm going to ask McKenzie, like, does he want to play Brooklyn here? He is the NBA expert. He is what would you call him? He's contrarian. He wants to buck the system. Is he going to buck this bet? And you know what? It doesn't matter. Because I'm giving you a best bet in the NFL. So, McKenzie, it'd just be a bonus. Best bet in the NFL for me. Stay tuned.
And he's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled NutraFol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
This is one of those leave the car running in the driveway before you go in to eat dinner segments. It's going to be jam-packed, about 5 minutes of jam-packed info. First, we'll see if McKenzie's making a bet on Brooklyn. Then we're going to talk about the Mets and their surging odds to win the World Series off of a couple of starts from a pitcher or two, and then my best bet. And I love this one. Player prop for the Rams, player on the Rams. Might just be the quarterback. First, though, McKenzie, it's the time. 18-1, Brooklyn, to win the title. My supposition is this team has no more uncertainty now than they did entering the playoffs last year. And maybe different uncertainty, but about the same net amount. Entering the playoffs, they were favored to win the East. Now they are 18-1. Value or not, McKenzie?
I think there's tremendous value on the Nets at 18-1. Just on paper, you throw all the touchy-feely stuff off to the side. Who I expect to play, and I do expect Durant, Irving, and Simmons all to suit up, they're going to be at least as good as they were without Simmons to begin last year's playoffs. Probably significantly better. Should be closer to where they opened at 9-1 or 6-1. I like the Nets 18-1 to win it all.
Yeah, I don't know about 6-1, but even if it's 11 or 12-1, 18-1 is a good bet. So I'll endorse that pick. Remember, guys, when you're betting long shots, you want to put what? A tenth of a unit on it. So you win, about 1.8 units, maybe 2/10. You know, be conservative with the big jumbo hits. Okay. And I also think one thing you said I don't agree with is you said, or they'll at least be as good as they were without Simmons, except entering the playoffs, it was not certain that, in fact, it was likely Simmons would play. So the odds were based upon the expectation of having Simmons, just like the odds would be now. So I think that's apples to apples. But like you said, I do think that at least halfway in between the current odds, 18-1, and last year's 6 or 7-1 would be justified. value, big underdog Brooklyn. I agree. Okay, AJ, the Mets, DeGrom. DeGrom was out for, what, a year? And the arms with these pitchers, you never know when they're going to pitch. But no. When he pitches, he is amazing. In fact, this stat came out today. He has 200 starts, DeGrom, for the and he plays now for the Mets. He has more strikeouts than any pitcher in Major League Baseball history after 200 starts. Now, what makes that more amazing is the fact that he doesn't go deep into games, and no one goes deep into games like they did during, the Cy Young days. So how he can have more strikeouts than anyone, man, that is impressive. In general, well, let me tell you the odds move, and you can tell me if you agree with it. So the Mets were, before now, they got two pitchers, right? DeGrom, who's back, and Scherzer is someone
Max
who...
Max Scherzer came back, yeah.
Yeah, Max. Old Maxie. He he was out for 6 weeks, and he came back right around July 4th. And in that time, he's been effective. The team has been 5-2 in those starts, not him, but the team. And his ERA has been like 1.3 runs per nine innings. And now you got DeGrom, who had two good outings. He gave up two runs yesterday, but it was literally on his last pitch was a two-run homer. So he pitched even better than that good performance. But they went from those two not really being contributing to the staff this year and the Mets still being in first place to those two being 1-2 in the lineup or when it comes to the pitching rotation. So number one becomes number three. Number two becomes number four. Talk about depth. So what were they a week ago? A week ago, New York was, what were they, 7 plus 750. And now they're plus 550. Now that's a $200 change, but think about it, is if you're betting 100 and you can win $55 or 75, it's a drastic change for a week. And the Mets weren't that good this week. They had a fine record, but so to me, it shows you the market is attuned to the fact that the Mets are, the whole rotation has been converted and it's better. And they're now favored only behind the Dodgers in the Yankees and the Astros.
The Astros.
We got 1 minute, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the pick, and then I'm going to give you the handicap tomorrow. This is like a two-part episode of Happy Days. All right, Fonz is going to jump the shark. Here it is, but we're not. I like under for the Rams quarterback. What's his name again, AJ?
Matthew Stafford.
Oh, I don't like him. Oh, okay. He loves Stafford. I'm going under passing yards, under 5,000, or check that, under 4,500 and a half. 4,500 and a half under handicap tomorrow.
All right, if you missed any of today's show, including Kevin Durant's newest trade demands, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, You're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.